And now we continue our visit with Medford Area School District Superintendent Pat Sullivan. Our topic, some of the business discussed during the April Medford School Board meeting.
Probably the best part of last night was a visit from Joe Harris from the city. And as a lot of people obviously aware of, the city has got a housing development going on.
Peps Drive. That's a great name, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And from what I understand, there's multiple apartments going up there, but there's also 30 private housing lots, 30 lots that are set aside. And Joel came to our meeting last night and informed the board that the city council, the city of Medford, has decided to give the school district two lots. And what's really neat about that is what we're going to do. We have a tech ed teacher, Woods teacher, Doug Eichmann. Mr. Eichmann is in his first year with us, but he's a veteran tech ed teacher. And next fall, he already had a project. He's got about 12 kids that he'll have for the first 3 hours of the day, and they will build a concession stand there at the high school near the football soccer field. From the first day of school till the end of the year, that's going to be their project, that group of kids. You work your way up to get into that program. It isn't like you come in your freshman year and you're going to be more than likely a part of that. You take Woods 1, you take Woods 2, and you earn your right to be in his class to do this project. So then the start of the 2023 school year, that group of kids, whoever it is, will meet down at the city lot on Peps Drive at 8 o'clock in the morning, and for the first 3 hours of the day, they'll build a house. They'll have the entire year to do that. Mr. Eichmann has experience. He's done this in another school district. He's done several houses from start to finish with his students. So that will happen. And then at the end of the 23 school year, or maybe prior to that, we'll sell that house. We'll figure out a buyer for that. And that will fund the start of the 24 school year. Well, we'll do the same thing on that second lot that the city gave us. And then past that, again, with money in the bank from the sale of the house, we will no doubt look for other lots in other areas and other projects like that. But we couldn't be more grateful and excited about the fact that the city of Medford decided to give the school district these lots, and now these kids get this experience.
What a marvelous opportunity for the students to learn the art of construction.
Yeah, I mean, again, like I said, best part of last night was that, and we're excited about that program.
And we'll have more of our visit with Medford Area School District Superintendent Pat Sullivan on another local news program.